For the first time, the International Criminal Court issued an arrest warrant for a sitting head of state, Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir. Mr. Bashir remains free and recently won re-election, but Amnesty lawyer T. Kumar says the message is clear.
An arrest warrant was issued to the sitting president, which is by itself is a remarkable step.
There were other highlights. In January, Bosnia-Herzegovina issued indictments on charges of genocide in Srebrenica in 1995, where Bosnian Serb forces killed about 8,000 Muslim males in what was supposed to have been a UN safe haven. And just last month, Argentina sentenced its last military president, Reynaldo Bignone, to 25 years in prison for crimes committed during his military rule some 30 years ago.
The national judicial system have taken over, and they have proven that they can actually go after their own former president and convict not for political reasons, by the way, for humanitarian and crimes against humanity.
But Kumar says the international community and its leaders have suffered some big failures. He says a year after a 22-day conflict in Gaza and southern Israel, there's little interest in investigating alleged war crimes. Another chilling account is here in Amnesty's 400-page report. It's the story of hundreds of thousands of Sri Lankans trapped between retreating Tamil tigers and advancing Sri Lankan soldiers. Amnesty says at least 7,000 people died. Kumar and other human rights activists urged the U.S. and other world leaders to sign on to the International Criminal Court.
Their fear is that some of their officials may get charged or arrested. But the bigger line is no one should be above the law.
Amnesty's report this year chronicled torture and ill treatment in more than 100 countries. Laurel Boomen, VOA News, Washington.